B'tochen for life, share number 312, Sunday, Parshas Kisisa. A very important concept when it comes to Avodas Hashem is to understand that every time of the year has its specific purpose, its specific segula. And when a person utilizes the proper times for the right segula, a person can advance exponentially in Avodas Hashem. So we discussed that the Yom Tov of Purim is about bitachon, is about relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't deserve it, even if we didn't earn it, even if we have averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless love will save us. And the truth is, in the order of the year, Purim is the last month of the year, which means even though the year begins with Rosh Hashanah, but the first month of the year is Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, this is the first month of the year, and Adar is the last month of the year. So the way we view the Yomim Tovim, the way we view the months of the year, is that Adar is the last month, which means Pesach is the first Yom Tov, and Purim is the last Yom Tov. And after we finish Adar, we start again with the first Yom Tov of the year, which is Pesach. So that's why Purim is about bitachon. Because after all the advancements that we have had throughout the year, all the Yom Tovim, all the opportune times, the ultimate peak is to have bitachon in Hashem. And therefore, Purim is the peak of the year. It's about relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. But there is a continuation between the last Yom Tov of the year, which is Purim, and the first Yom Tov of the year, which is Pesach. Like Rashi explains, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. The reason why we have Simcha in Adar is not only because of Purim. It's because of Purim and Pesach. Both of them are times of Nisim for Klal Yisrael. And that's why we feel the Simcha. So even though Purim is the peak of the year, the last Yom Tov of the year, but it leads in to the beginning of the next set of Yomim Tovim, which starts with Pesach. And then it goes around again. So what's the connector between Purim and Pesach? What is the Simcha that we are supposed to have in Adar, which is supposed to lead us to Nisan? And the answer is that Pesach is about Emunah. The essence of Pesach, the reason why it's the first Yom Tov, is because Emunah is the foundation that Avodas Hashem is built on. And the truth is, real bitachon is built on strong Emunah. The reason why people can sometimes struggle with bitachon is sometimes because they don't internalize the concepts of bitachon, like I mentioned many times, and sometimes because the concepts of Emunah are not strong by them. Like the Ramban writes, Emunah is like a tree, and bitachon is like the fruits of the tree. And if you have a tree that doesn't produce fruit, then obviously there's something wrong with the tree. So even though we all think that we have Emunah, and hopefully we all do, but if it doesn't lead us to strong bitachon, that means we have to strengthen our Emunah at the same time. Because in order to feel reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to feel secure, to feel taken care of by Hashem, we have to have strong Emunah. We have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls every single detail in our life.